Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The confirmation process is driven by the issue of abortion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this senator from Hawaii on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Mazie Hirono, has made some frankly outrageous statements. First of all, she says that an accuser ought to always be believed and men ought to just simply shut up. Now, there have been men who have spent time in prison for years because of false allegations.
Yes.
In fact, they're not holding the same standard to other Democratic leaders. But shockingly, she goes on to say that anyone who does not support abortion is not credible. That Judge Kavanaugh, she says, is not credible because she says he's pro-life. I mean, that's astounding that she would actually think that, let alone state it publicly.
I know he said he's very much against women's reproductive choice, and I can tell you two very important cases in which he applied the same standard but came to two totally different results to make it harder for women to get this kind of coverage. So there are so many indications of his own lack of credibility. Now, that doesn't add up, because you're for murdering innocent children and harming women. What does that have to do with a person's credibility?
Yeah, and she says he's very outcome-driven. That's baloney. In terms of how he views cases before him. So I had issues with his credibility and how he went about things way before this even happened. She's calling for an independent investigation. It's shocking that we actually have elected officials that think like this. You know, elections do matter. They want to deny that an election actually occurred in 2016. It's all about undoing and resisting that election, and certainly that election had a big part to do with the future of the United States Supreme Court. So that's why we are here at this moment, because an election happened, and we've had one person, Gorsuch, nominated and confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. We have a second person, Kavanaugh, nominated and going through this confirmation process to the United States Supreme Court. And he is someone who, in his own words, said that a judge ought to interpret the law, not make the law. Now, it has become very clear, Joy Behar, a few years ago during the election when Hillary Clinton was running, said that she would vote for anyone no matter what they did to women, so long as they supported, quote, women's rights or reproductive rights. In other words, in her own words, she would vote for Ted Kennedy no matter what happened at Chappaquiddick, even though a woman died. She would vote for Bill Clinton no matter how he treated women, as long as they supported abortion. And that's exactly what Senator Hirono from Hawaii believes, that she will vote for anyone, support anyone, discount any kind of allegation, so long as the outcome is to support abortion. She will ultimately, quote, believe anyone who brings a 36-year-old, unsupported, frankly, crumbling allegation against a decent person because of his judicial philosophy that ultimately interprets the Constitution according to its words, which, when you do that, cannot find a right to abortion in the Constitution.
Right. Absolutely. It's become tragic that these people just shut their ears and eyes because they're so politically motivated. And they say, well, what about women's rights? Well, what about the women that are unborn in the womb? What about their rights? They don't have a voice in this, you know, situation. And it's just tragic because they've become so money-driven for the abortion industry that they've totally come away from the value of creation, the total way that God has created us and the value he's given us in life. They totally really deny that. That's the core issue.
It's a death issue. It's a commitment to death. It's a commitment to the destruction of innocent human beings. Now, we have a case, for example, in New York, and it involves one of the nation's oldest abortion clinics going back to 1971. And the founder of that abortion clinic said in a writing that abortion is the taking of a human life. Now, we obviously know that that's true. Mm-hmm. She says that those that are pro-abortion ought to acknowledge it. Why? Because she's proud of it. Therein, she says, lies the power of abortion for women.
It's a control issue, isn't it?
Yeah, that women can actually, in controlling their future destiny, can take another person's human life so as not to interfere with their future choices and their destiny.
But yet, would they take the life of their two-year-old child? What's the difference?
Well, you know, who knows about some of these? There's actually a person that teaches at one of the universities that says that even children born afterwards, they don't have a right to life until they can consciously interact and make decisions with the world around them.
That's tragic.
So when you start cheapening the life in the womb, it goes outside of the womb as well, particularly at the last part of our spectrum of life, in the older or sick years of our lives.
Which is what Margaret Sanger had in mind when she started Planned Parenthood, was to eliminate African-American, eliminate those with disease, eliminate those with deformities. That was the whole motivation. But yet they're screaming and crying for these rights. Don't they realize what they're standing for?
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, on the one hand, we need to make sure that this, you know, sexual harassment does not happen. And there's lots of sexual abuse out there. And we need to be sympathetic to and stop that. We see that happening.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, you cannot give carte blanche believability for a woman to destroy a man. You know, we have still in this country, supposedly, innocent until proven guilty. Remember the Duke lacrosse players? Remember how their lives were torn apart? You know, remember how they were falsely charged with sexual harassment and sexual activities? And finally, they were vindicated. You know, there are stories after stories about how individuals have been ultimately falsely accused. In this country, innocent until proven guilty. But this senator and many of the other Democratic leaders have ultimately decided that you're guilty as soon as someone brings an allegation of 36 years ago. An allegation, frankly, that is denied by three people that were named by Christine Blasey Ford, all three of them, Mark Judge, P.J. Smith, and Mrs. Kaiser. All of them said, that never happened. And in fact, Kaiser says, I don't even know who Brett Kavanaugh is. I've never met him.
Right. So why is it so difficult? If it's innocent before and then you have to prove guilt, why is it they've already decided he's guilty and he's got to fight tooth and nail to prove his innocence, even though these people have said, no, this did not happen?
Well, the only reason why is because they don't want a constitutionalist on the Supreme Court. They're part of the resistance movement. They don't want anything to succeed by President Trump and his lasting legacy that will literally impact the future of our country is who he nominates and gets confirmed on the United States Supreme Court and the other courts, but certainly the U.S. Supreme Court. And they see a threat to their abortion blindness to have someone replace Justice Kennedy, who will put the Constitution in front of and priority over their particular ideology.
We certainly, you know, it's certainly a reminder we need to pray for the judge, for his family, and against this Jezebel spirit that's happening in our country right now. It's just tragic.
Well, and you can imagine having to, you know, Ashley, the wife of Judge Kavanaugh, Ashley Kavanaugh, said that they told their daughters before the process began it could get really ugly because there's an ugly spirit out there. There's an ugly attempt out there to just smear people. And now this comes up, and they have to have conversations with 13-year-old. I think the other one was 11 years old.
I think, yeah.
And they have to have conversations with their kids about this.
And they see adults, grown adults, in these outrageous, vulgar costumes.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And we just continue to ask you to pray. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Right there on the front page, we have a photo of Judge Kavanaugh. Click on it. And we have a specific page set aside where we're putting all of our press releases and information about his judicial philosophy, and we ask that you pray. Lots and lots of people around this country have already been praying. We ask that you pray for this process, pray for the family of the Kavanaughs, and for this process to move forward, and for the Supreme Court to ultimately be a court that respects the rule of law, not thinks that it can make the laws that is not in its authority. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and go to the donate button. There you can learn more about how you can pledge and partner with Liberty Counsel to support the ministry, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.